The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning on this Monday morning. Yes, we're sliding in. You know, I can hear the flags. I got into the car this morning, and I wondered, what was that noise? Well, you know what it was? It was the flags flapping so loudly, like galing winds. If you've ever heard, if you've been on a sailboat, or if you've heard the flags and the pole, couldn't even hear the metal, just the flags really just in the wind.
Flapping.
Well, flapping, galing. Yes, and you know what we're going to do today, because I thought about that, about the flag store, about, yeah, we're going to get into all our morning things, but let me just open here, because we slid around the corner, we were talking to Christina. This is our Monday morning. Some people have lost electricity. We're going to get into that. We've got this crazy weather pattern, but later on in the program, we are going to give away a fabulous flag from the flag store.
What we're going to do is take names.
Okay.
We're going to take names from people, and we get their phone number, and they call in, and then on Friday we draw out of that and off Facebook. So, good morning, everybody. You're so eager in the morning. Welcome. Welcome to KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 5th of February, 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And there's Christina rubbing her eyes like a little girl, like, oh, I just woke up. Oh. But you've been here for a while. So good morning, Christina. Do we have a national day?
Yes, National Weather Person Day.
National Weather Person Day.
If to be honest, when I was a kid, it was my favorite part of the news, when this really fun weather guy came to this big board of the country and start to explain and dance around it. Do you remember how it was?
Well, yeah. I mean, dancing around the board, maybe not. What I'm watching is the clouds rolling by. I mean, they're like a freight train on wheels. They're coming by so fast. That is, you know, that's incredibly. That wind's blowing incredibly hard up there at that range. So, and Linda's here, though, with the weather.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, showers and breezy today with a high of 53. There is a flood watch and a wind advisory. You know, today before 4 p.m., it's going to be about 53, about 20 to 29 with gusts up to 43. I think that's what we experienced this morning with the galing winds and the flags. Lows tonight of 43. Okay, decreasing clouds tomorrow. We're supposed to take our horse in today. And I woke up thinking about the putting the horse in the trailer and, we're going to have to call because some people are without, power again. We'll have to look that up. Decreasing clouds tomorrow with a high of 60 and overnight lows of 38. Yeah. We've got cool weather and 36 lows on Wednesday night. Partly cloudy once again. Thursday, chance of showers with a high 53, overnight lows of 38. A Super Bowl weekend, you know, is coming up. So what are we looking for with our local weather? Looks like Saturday's mostly sunny with a high near 59. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 58.
Yay!
And at 58 and sunny, that's still
great.
A chilly day.
No, it's not that chilly after everything
major
else.
Rain is in the forecast, yeah. High winds. As we look outside the window, we're not seeing as many cars as we usually do at this time in the morning, 7:09, people on their way to work. So I don't know if that has to do with people. I just don't know. So, you know, maybe people can call in this morning if they, you know, hello, have a landline, or they're listening to the show and tell us what's happening, if you've got any weather conditions or anything out where you are at 530-605-4567. But before we go there, our weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. There you go with your propane needs in the hard-to-get places for any of you in the lower elevation that maybe got snow. You know that they can get in there. They work so hard to get to your to your place of need, 365-3794. They give senior and veteran discounts. Veteran-owned company, that's Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. Now, we said that we were going to take names because the flag store, I love the story of this couple that, you know, it would be like a business that you knew that was down the street, and, you know, you were a patriot, and they, you know, especially with a flag, and went in and saw that it was just, you know, people have kind of come to the end of their business. You know, sometimes people, maybe there's a death or people get tired and they're just done. So this couple came in, they took out a loan, just like we did, and they bought the flag store. And if you go in there, I mean, I went in to see them before Christmas time, and they were talking about the Ukrainian flags were flying out. They couldn't keep them in because people wanted to show their hearts with the Ukraine flags as well as Israel flags, the flag of Israel. So anyway, so we have we are going to be giving away a 3x5 foot. It's called a tough tax. And I know this is what we, it's been made since 1847. These are those wonderful flags that are going to not be wind torn. So I don't know. Let's take a first caller, and what we're going to do is we're going to take names, and then I don't know, Carl, are we going to do like a constitutional question or something like that? I'm just throwing it out there.
What we're going to do is take just phone numbers and names of people, and then we put them into a pot, and then we draw. So if you want a brand new American flag, just call in and give your phone number, or we are going to put it on Facebook too, so that people can just give their names and things, and we'll take your name, put it into a pot, and we'll draw it on Friday. And
sounds
then,
great.
And then for the and we'll just announce it several times each day. And every time you do that, or you see the American flag on the Facebook page, boom, just put your name in, and your name will be drawn, and we'll come back, and you will win a brand new American flag that's sitting right here in the studio.
Right,
okay.
Right. 530-605-4567. And I know that if you really like to fly the flag, I always think about, oh my God, in this weather. Well, you know, some of these flags are built. The one that we're giving away is built to, is made so that it can take the gales of winds that are out there right now.
Okay. 400,000 people estimated to have lost power across California, mainly in the Santa Clara, Sacramento County, Santa Clara counties, and San Mateo counties right there. Most of them coming from there. However, don't count yourself out for having losing power if you're out here, because you know if the wind's blowing hard and if they think it's any type of trouble out there, they're going to lose lines. PG&E can do a safety shutdown. Those of us who in REU country are, I think, a little bit safer. It seems like we don't have the outages they have. So it's going to be interesting to see how far it goes. Now, it's just the flooding and the flood chances. AccuWeather has set up that about 94% of the state's population are at risk for life-threatening floods from the storm. 94% of the state. It must be because it's going across roads and things like that. And because they also, the National Weather Service issued a rare hurricane force wind warning for the Central Coast on Sunday, as wind gusts up to 92 miles per hour were possible from the Monterey Peninsula to the northern section of San Luis Obispo County.
They have to do a shout out to all those truckers, people that really help deliver food, deliver goods. I mean, I know that I drove, I don't know, hundreds of miles it was, and to think about, you know, the truckers, and I stopped off at truck stops, and I would see them, some of them sitting, and they had those massage chairs, the hours that they put in, and the rules that they have to, follow, and I don't know, it's like, those are like frontline workers in my opinion. The people on the trucks.
Yeah.
The people driving the trucks up and down the freeway.
Without the truckers, nothing gets delivered. We have 3 days of food. That's it. In the stores. So, and when you have days like this when the wind's blowing that hard, how much is it slowing down? You know, because they'll say some places they shut down the freeways because of the wind. So. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. What can I say? It is a community bank. 4 branches, 1 in Redbluff, 2 right here in Redding, and newest one in Anderson. They've been doing business for about 17 years, helping move local dreams forward, including ours. We go do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are 2 ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Start your year off with a winning streak. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 new year, new winnings. Swipe to win draw. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss your chance to win up to $200 free slot play every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for final drawings on January 25th and February 29th for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio right here in Redding, California with Carl and DeBott. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us all over the world. You can run, but you can't hide. Okay. On the line is Anne Marie with our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, located at on Mistletoe Drive right here in Redding. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Well, good Monday morning. It's a little spooky out there.
Yes, it is. Well, what's happening on the calendar this week in the North State?
Yes, ma'am. Well, as we begin our community calendar, the Redding Area Bus Authority is offering free rides for our military veterans on fixed routes and demand response services throughout Shasta County. The veterans will need to show ID. For more details or to inquire on this service, please call 530-241-2877 or visit the Redding Area Bus Authority on Facebook, where you can also find out additional information on this great program. The Redding Farmers Markets are looking for local vendors. According to the post on their Facebook page, the organization is looking for local crafters, chefs, producers of nuts, wine, fruit, plants, or vegetables. All are welcome to join. For more information, visit Redding Farmers Markets on Facebook or readingfarmersmarkets.com. Looking for help preparing your taxes? I can't believe we're talking about tax season already.
It sucks.
This Tuesday, February 6th, there will be an AARP tax aid available at the Redding Library from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the community room to assist our seniors, disabled, and low- and middle-income folks with help preparing their federal and state tax income returns. There is no charge for this service. This free service is available on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays now through April 13th. The Redding Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. For more information, visit ShastaLibraries.org. On Wednesday night, February 7th, you can check out The Temptations at the Cascade Theater, located at 1731 Market Street in Redding. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. To purchase tickets or for more information, visit cascadetheater.org. The Sons and Daughters of Italy, Shasta Lodge, 2453, will host a crab and clam chowder feed Friday, February 9th and Saturday, February 10th. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Tickets are $75 per person and include antipasto, bread, salad, chowder, and crab. And, folks, it's all you can eat. In addition, they will be having a raffle, and there will be prizes and baskets. For more information, visit ReddingSonsOfItaly.com and be sure to also check them out on Facebook. Start your Saturday morning off with the VFW Post 9650 in Anderson as they host their monthly breakfast from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. This breakfast is open to the public, and the menu includes chicken fried steak with white gravy, hash brown potatoes, eggs, biscuits, fruit cup, coffee, and juice. Breakfast is by donations only. Suggested amount is $10.
Wait, where was that? Where was that?
That is at the VFW Post in Anderson. Oh,
okay, that's what I thought.
Yes.
We're talking a lot about food this morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm hungry already.
I'm hearing food.
I've had breakfast and I'm still hungry.
There's a theme here. They also offer a meals-to-go option, and the VFW Post is located at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And if you're still hungry on Sunday,
oh my gosh,
check out the Whitmore Community Center, where they will host a breakfast Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 30555 Whitmore Road. Enjoy scrambled eggs, country potatoes, hash browns, bacon, sausage links, biscuit with gravy options, fresh fruit, and the list keeps going.
Lots of great options. We just spent $40 on breakfast yesterday. I should be going to, you know what, and we should be going to these things. One, we're supporting them, and two, you're getting great food. And so I'm going to start listening. I'm going to start marking these down. So,
well, adults are $12. Children 5 to 10 are $5, and those under 5 are free for the breakfast. And it's an all-you-can-eat. In addition, the Whitmore Community Center will be having a separate bake sale. For more information, visit whitmorecc.com. Or check them out on Facebook. Looking for a tailgate party to attend this Sunday, February 11th? Check out the ultimate tailgate party at Wind River Resort and Casino, located at 2100 Redding Rancheria Road. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. For more information, check out windriver.com. And that is your quick sample of events taking place this week here in the North State. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Oh, my gosh. If we went to every one of those, we'd gain 5 pounds. And then we'd finish up at Wind River rolling around on the ground watching Chiefs and 49ers fans, you know, say nasty things to each other. No, they won't.
It's going to be a big Super Bowl.
No, it's going to be, it's you know, not out at Wind River. Okay, Anne Marie, thank you so much.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you. And our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Redding. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Full offers it all at Siskiyou Insurance Services.
Can I tell you what was fortuitous? I had no idea when I came in talking about the flags. You know, because we've not only fly the American flag, but the Marine Corps flag. And we have a pole that was a very big gift given to us through Mike Hoover and Ted Leidy, given to Carl, and put in our front yard. It's beautiful. And we're happy and proud to have it. But I got to tell you, I had no idea that Carl does the scheduling. So I had no idea that the Flag Center folks were coming in. When I said, well, did you hear us talking about you? And they come in. So they're scheduled at the 7:30 portion this morning. Let's talk a little bit. Well, we've got about 3 minutes left. The crab feed, the One Safe Place crab feed. Carl emceed. We loved auction, and it was a beautiful night.
It was a...
And was it raining? So we were afraid it was going to be cold and rainy that day, and it wasn't. We ended up...
Yeah, it didn't rain.
Quite a long line to get in.
Oh, my gosh. And
wrapped around the building twice.
Well, I don't know if it was twice, but it was a long line. But once you started moving, you started moving. Once they opened the doors, you kept moving.
I know. It was a great time to visit,
actually.
Oh,
my gosh. We saw a lot of people. We knew the crab was tasty and fresh. The servers were great. The volunteers served. Oh,
mm-hmm.
My gosh. You know, Dale Ball and his group. The roller derby girls. I saw Dan Sloan, Mark Mazzano. They were out there doing, they were serving.
And I'm sure Rotaries were involved.
Rotaries
were
there. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Anderson Rotary provides the clam
chowder. So
all of this, of course, was a fundraiser for One Safe Place Children's Legacy Center.
And the money, they're still counting, what
they made,
you know,
about $37,000 right. on the live auction,
right.
Which, I mean, that's really good.
And then you buy tickets, you know, that you drop in, and they have beautiful baskets and wonderful, including, again, a shout out to Holiday Harbor. I didn't really look to see how much of, but it was still a wonderful, generous
Harbor.
Donation from Holiday
yeah.
Harbor,
Holiday
and their houseboats. And yeah. You know, this year is going to be like golden on Shasta Lake.
Oh yeah.
So, so many people,
off the hooks there.
Yeah, so many people came forward with wonderful donations, and it was great to see people in good spirits. And, it was a lovely evening, Saturday night.
There was a fishing trip to Kona, Kauai. Well, I think it was a 6-day, but one part of it was one day was going to be a fishing day. And we were talking to a guy, he said, yeah, I bought this last, some other auction. And he goes, he said, I paid for it, but three of my friends came in, or four, you know, three couples, because it can take six, you know, and they, you know, they paid for their part of it. And he says, I got the tax write-off. And I thought, well, that's a good idea.
Well, a lot of people do that. They buy the trip, and then later on they say, you know, they save it to see, could this be a family thing, or could this be something that we give away to our, one of our, like a valued customer, client. You know, and so anyway, it just a wonderful community coming
together. I wish
somebody
valued me as a customer that much to spend $7,000 on a trip to Hawaii, not counting the airfare. So anyway, it was a great time. The food was good. Everything came off the way it was supposed to. I think we were like 8 minutes late starting because, you know, just getting everybody lined up, which in itself is amazing, trying to get everybody lined up. And then the conga line from O2 staffing. Yes. Yes. And I think they bought it again next year. I'm not sure. But I think O2 did it again. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the Flag Center.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
Get ready for a night filled with laughter and flavor. Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons and Overtime for the Ginger Billy Event Night Special on Friday, February 9th. From 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Dig into our mouth-watering barbecue brisket served with bourbon baked beans and Texas toast. $15 with a River Club card or $18 without. Whether you're looking to fuel up before or recharge after the show, this special is exactly what you need. For complete menu details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier oil change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park, and Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to.
Good morning on this beautiful Monday morning. How are you? This is Carl and Linda Bott. How are you? We're here. Yes, we hope that if you're working today, that you've gotten into your car. Be careful. The roads are slick. The wind is high. We do have a flood watch and a wind advisory today with our 53 high temperature galing winds. It could be up to 43 miles per hour this morning. And the weather tonight will be chance of showers then with about 43 degrees. So be careful with that wind advisory and the flood. So that's what we're hoping that today, if you're going to work or taking the kids to school, that you're, do it with caution. And here we are. We're back live. And guess who's with us this morning?
Well, we have the Flag Center. We've already started talking about them. And Roland and Jeannie Dillon. Dillon, did I pronounce that right?
Dillion.
Get it over to the side. Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Dillion.
Like the big number, only with a D. Okay.
You need to talk into that. Okay, you need to turn her up a little bit. Okay. There
Welcome
we go.
Welcome to the show this morning. This is how it works. You know, we got it. All right. So you now owned the store, took ownership of the Flag Center on Hilltop Drive. How long ago?
It'll be 3 years, April 1st.
So very much like many businesses, you take a loan out, you go through the growing pains of changing the carpet, painting the wall, making it your space, figuring out how you want to do it with your signature, and then you finally paid your loan off. I'm so proud of you guys.
We did.
We paid it off.
We paid it off 6 months early, and we were just ecstatic.
Wow.
See, that's the American dream. And going at it again, because you guys are patriots, and I mean, and sometimes people look at the term patriot. I don't know what it is. I mean, we're patriotic. Is there a difference between a patriot and a patriotic? I don't know. Okay. To me, it's come see, come saw. But that you saw, you guys were both retired. We don't need to do this, but how could we not do this? It's, I think your story. Well, let's go. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Why don't we hear from them?
Yeah.
That pretty much is the story, Linda. I was retired from 50, give or take a year or two, 50 years of floor covering career from every angle imaginable in floor covering. I used to boast that I had a master's degree in floor covering. Retired from that, and my wife said, "You are going to have a hobby." So
what? You didn't like him being around all the time?
He needed a hobby so I didn't kill him.
Yeah, it happens.
You know, my favorite story is there was a bunch of retired people. The men just, they're having a retirement thing. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a party, and the moderator says, the good news is that now you've retired. And he says, and ladies, your husband's going to be with you 24 hours a day. And it was just a groan from the audience, from the women. You know, they're going, no. You know what? It's good that you found this. It keeps happiness in the family.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he came home one day and said, "I want to buy the Flag store." And I was like, "What?"
Right.
Just out of the, I mean, had he said anything about it before that?
No. We had broke the halyard, the rope on our flagpole, and he went to buy a new piece of halyard line and came home, and we owned it less than 2 months later.
Man, it was fast. Yeah.
Well, I know that they had talked about selling it, you know, at some point. But
yeah, she was going to close it April 1st if nobody bought it.
So here's the thing. for our listeners that are driving by and on the you know, way to wherever you're going or at home, if you don't know that there is a flag store in Redding, California that can also order almost any kind of flag that you want, very many sizes, they have the best flag poles, they have all kinds, you can go in and talk to the experts at the flag store on
flag
Hilltop
Center.
Drive, Flag Center, yeah.
It's hard to...
But it's a store in there, so you can buy stuff.
It was difficult to do that, but it's called the Flag Center, and when you look it up and you look at their website, it's absolutely... You've got a good website there, by the way. Who did that? Did you do that?
Thank you.
Did you put that together?
Blossom Labs.
Okay.
Did the website.
Okay. Good job.
I'll plug my friend Andrew Hewitt at Blossom Labs.
All right.
A fabulous job.
So when we talk about these wins and this particular flag that we're going to be giving away Friday, so we encourage people to call in and go to the Facebook page as well. You can go to our Facebook page, which is what, Free Fire Radio?
Yeah.
Okay, or KCNR and bring
or
it.
KCNR.
When you see the flag.
It's KCNR FM 96.5 at 96.5 FM.
Right.
It used to be Free Fire Radio until I got sued.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, no, it wasn't anything I said. It wasn't anything I, well, it had a picture of, everybody knows the story, but it had a picture, I put a picture of AOC up, you know, the congresswoman. It was a good picture of her, too, and talked about her being down in Florida during COVID. It was, you know, 3 years ago. And using the little AI, they found that photo and said it was copyrighted, so they sued me for $25,000, and they settled for much less. But, oh, yeah. So, and so when that happened, and I thought, well, how many other photos do I have on that Facebook? Because I've been... It's been on there for 14 years. So I ended that one, and we already had our KCNR one. And so I'm trying to, you know, people are shifting over to that.
I was sharing the story with a girlfriend the other day, and she's had two attempts, and they really try to bully arm you coming in from, it's just high powered, and you've got to fight it. But the fact is that we had attorneys that said, and all it is that you got to be really careful that whatever you post, in a Facebook or on your website, if it's copywritten, that you need to know the origin, of that photo.
And get
because
permission.
The AI will go through and say, oh, that belongs to somebody you didn't get clearance, and there's a lawsuit.
It was a New York lawsuit.
And it was just a Facebook comment.
Yep.
Oh, my word.
And a big shout out to Trey and our insurance company, because they've been fighting them. He said, this is the newest.
This is the new one.
He said,
wow.
So anyway, enough of that. We're talking about you.
Yeah, I wanted to find out when we talked about this morning and these galing winds, and I could hear the flap of the flag when I came out. I thought, what is that? And then I went, oh, it's the flags. This particular flag is called Tough Tax. It's a 3x5 that we're giving away on Friday. Where can it go with the capacity before it starts to fray? I mean, just give us kind of an idea of the winds.
Well, the Tough Tex, first of all, is Annan's trade name for their two-ply spun polyester fabric. It's unique to Annan flags. They make it specifically for these flags, and it's designed to be wind and rain and weather resistant, more so than the more common nylon flags. The Tough Tex flags are actually our number one selling fabric for American flags.
This must be the one the boys bought for me. Because
I believe so, yes.
These lasted, how long have we had that now? 3 years? Our third year now? Against everything before they finally started to fray. And I brought them down and replaced them. And I'm going to probably, because I replaced them with flags I had. And after this weekend, I'm going to look at them, and I'm going to come down to the Flag Center and get the Marine Corps flag and the American flag. We're going to talk about flagpoles after the break here, but this is going to withstand wind and rain and heat. What about the fading or things like that on this one?
The Tough Tex product, as you well know, with every product there's pluses and minuses. The Tough Tex fabric is not as brilliant colored as the nylon.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it will outlast the nylon.
Oh, but it looks good, though.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Oh, it looks good. Yeah.
You can always tell you're looking at an American flag. There's no question about that.
Uh-huh.
It's, in fact, some people like it because it's a little more of a traditional look.
Yeah.
You know, nylon's kind of shiny, plasticky looking. So there's two sides to the coin. But we regularly tell customers that the Tuftex will outlast the nylon approximately 2 to 1.
Mm. Well, I can tell you that even though the flag frayed after all that time, I mean, it's sitting up on a pretty high flagpole. I mean, consider, 20 feet, at least 25 feet. 25 feet, 20 feet. It is. It
and
is
it's
25
a wonderful,
feet, come think of it. The colors were still good on it. It was just at the edges. And when I get something at the edges, I just pull it down. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about the flagpoles you all have and all the different flags you have. I mean, this just isn't the United States flag and the Marine Corps flag. You've got flags of every kind. All right. So, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows better on repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. Truly from the old school, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff fixes it, doesn't fool around, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He fixed a crack on my windshield 17 years ago. No, that's not right. Have I lived here that long?
Yes.
Oh, my God, 17 years.
I know, it's just weird.
No, it was 16 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's how good he does. For a free inspection and analysis, go on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back with the Flag Center.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Laugh until your sides ache as the hilarious comedian Ginger Billy takes the stage at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, February 9th. With over 11 million followers on YouTube, Ginger Billy has taken the internet by storm with his side-splitting humor and down-to-earth charm. Don't miss this hysterical night of comedy. His relatable humor will have you rolling in the aisles. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $35 plus fees. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Yeah, we're talking to the Flag Center today, and we thought, we'll just play the red, white, and blue right there. The Flag Center on Hilltop Drive, and we're here with the owners, Roland and Jeannie Dillion, like the million, except with the D. And we're talking about how they got into the business here, and it just paid off the loan, and this is great. Now, you said if people wanted 49er flags, you better get down there quick.
because they're the hot item this week.
Oh, you think? There's going to be 49er flags flying on people's front yards and everything else. So how about Chief flags? Not so fast.
it's just not a hotbed of Chiefs fans. There are a few out there. God bless them. We're in 49er country here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I just saw the Chiefs are underdogs in the Super Bowl in the betting. So, whoa.
You know, my dad.
Oh, you just don't want to tell Mahomes and Kelce.
My dad, I always liked the national anthem because, you know, this is my patriotism and I think about the national anthem. And so my dad, who, was signed, just quickly, quick side story, was signed to a contract to MGM. He was up for the part of the yearling, and so he went to school on the MGM lot back when he was, 13 and 14. Maybe he was younger than that. And so he's a trained opera singer. And so he talks about the national anthem and how people crucify it.
Oh, yeah.
But he went and proceeded to talk about, which I haven't seen yet, that the guy who sang the national anthem for the 49ers, he said it was so good. He said you could hear people applaud and they were excited about it. You could hear a pin drop. And I just looked it up because I need to see that. But let's see, what was his name again? I don't know if he goes by Louis Fonsi, best known for his chart-topping 2017 hit Despacito. Anyway, so they played it. I guess they played the 49ers national anthem for the first, was it AFC? First playoff. And then the second game playoff, they didn't play it on, maybe it was Paramount Plus or something. So I'm curious as to the national anthem too. So anyway, when I looked that up just then, they had the flags flying around them. And I thought, you know, that was really an important, it's an important moment for a lot of people to be able to have this moment to gather before the celebrations.
The flag store or flag center has a huge huge diverse amount of flags or selection of flags. Can you give us some examples of things people can come down and get and see or buy?
We keep everything that's possibly locally popular here in the Reading area. We keep a good supply of Israeli flags currently because of the conflict. There's a lot of demand. People want to show their support. International flags, we keep a few in stock. Because there are local demand, Irish flags, Italian flags, things like that for various ethnic communities, people who like to show off their heritage a little bit. So that's important. We custom make flags. We build flags for the Reading and Red Bluff rodeos. All the sponsor flags that they ride out between between events, a good number of those are Flag Center built flags. Some of them are sewn, stitched, and built locally. Others we have custom dyed. There's a threshold between in cost between custom dyeing and stitched flags. The more complex the design is, the more advantageous it is to dye the flag, because all of that detail, if you're hand stitching it, turns into hours. And
it turns into money from somebody that's skilled.
Yes,
from a skilled teacher.
And you go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying is, so I think that if you're looking for a specific flag, you can probably come down and talk to Roland or Janie, and y'all are going to be able to find it for them too.
If it's a produced flag by the industry, we can get it.
Okay.
Usually in pretty short order, five to 6 days, even if we have to order one.
Okay, let's talk flagpoles.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you've got a selection of flagpoles that. There's a 25-foot one in front of my house. I know that the Marine Corps, the Shasta Marines and Friends, bought another one for me for the upcoming unveiling of the Marine Corps monument out there at IGO. So,
yes.
But if somebody's looking for a flagpole, what do you tell them?
Well, the first question is, how tall do you want it to be? And is it residential or commercial? You know, residentially within the city of Reading, there is a city statute on the height of the flagpole, which is 20 feet. I have a lot of 25s out there, and apparently nobody cares too much that they are 5 feet taller. I have had no complaints. But 20 feet in most residential lots is sufficient. And so these poles are of a telescoping variety. And what's important about a telescoping pole is that when it's collapsed, it's under 8 feet, and you can ship it UPS.
Cool.
That's a big deal when it comes to the wallet.
Right.
Well, the other thing, too, is when you have to change the flags, you just bring it down, change the flags, push it back up again because it's not heavy,
correct.
And you just push it back up and lock them in, and there you are. It didn't have directions when I had to change the flags, but I saw these two little detents on it and twisted, and it dropped. So easy to change the flags on.
Easy to change, and there are a lot of telescoping poles out there that aren't of the quality of the ones we sell. We wanted to put poles out that we can stand behind. Ours are made in America, right over in Meridian, Idaho. They have a lifetime warranty, and they have the highest wind rating of any telescoping pole available. And wind is the flagpole and flag enemy. That's the number one cause of flag failure, and the number one cause of flagpole failure is wind.
We have a caller.
Sean?
Do we need to? Do you have a comment for or a question for our guests?
Just a comment. I've been doing business there with those folks for a little while now, and I even brought in flags I didn't buy there, and they were happy to accommodate and make repairs. We actually just had a recent experience where we fished one out of the landfill that was in pretty sorry shape, and the Hartnell dry cleaners cleaned it for free, and then those guys fixed it, made the repairs. It had some damage, and now it's a huge flag, and it was a really good experience. I just want people to know that. Well, every time I got in there, they treat you really well.
Well, thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Appreciate
great.
That. Thank you, okay,
Sean.
Thank you. Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
And that's why we do what we do.
We have to run right now. So where are you located, and what's your phone number?
We're located at 2124 Hilltop Drive.
Close to?
We are almost directly across the street from Tobacco and Brew.
Okay.
We're between the Holiday Inn and Cattleman's on the same side of the street. The phone number is 221-4000.
Okay. Well, thank you, Roland and Janie Dillion from the Flag Center. We're going to be giving away one of their flags this Friday.
Well, thank you for having us again.
Absolutely.
You bet. We'll be back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The NASDAQ, the S&P sharply lower as well. Among the numerous legal challenges thrown at former President Trump, one of the highest-profile cases goes before the Supreme Court this week.
On Thursday in Washington, the nation's highest court hears arguments over whether Trump can remain on the ballot in Colorado, where the state's Supreme Court ruled the Republican frontrunner had violated a constitutional provision. In September of 2022, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics succeeded in a legal test challenge against a county commissioner in New Mexico who was convicted of illegally entering the Capitol. The state of Maine has also barred Trump from the ballot under Section 3. That decision and Colorado's are on hold until the U.S. Supreme Court rules. Reaction from Trump supporters has been furious. Trump himself has decried them as election interference and anti-democratic. Jennifer King, Washington.
Until the southern border is secure, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says that he and his fellow Republican governors must step up to the plate.
We are banding together to fight to ensure that we will be able to maintain our constitutional guarantee that states will be able to defend against any type of imminent danger or an invasion.
Abbott, flanked by 13 fellow Republican governors in Eagle Pass yesterday, he writes on X that President Biden, it is your turn now to enforce the law and secure the border. By tomorrow, parts of California could have received up to 6 months' worth of rain, a second atmospheric river presenting the danger of life-threatening flooding, mudslides, damaging winds, and widespread power outages. Wall Street, the Dow down 408 points, NASDAQ off 129. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
There are warnings of an increasingly dire humanitarian situation in one East African country.
Once again, hunger is stalking Ethiopia. Crops have failed after successive droughts, and millions remain displaced by a civil war that ended more than a year ago. Geta Chureda, interim president of Tigray, told us a famine was unfolding. The Ethiopian government denies there's famine and says it's tackling the drought. Andrew Mitchell traveled to Tigray to assess the situation for himself. He said there was no famine now, but there was a risk of one engulfing the country unless more help were given by a world distracted by conflict elsewhere.
The BBC's James Landale. A drone attack on a base housing U.S. troops in eastern Syria killed 6 allied Kurdish fighters late on Sunday. There were no reports of casualties among American personnel at that location. News and analysis, townhall.com. Oklahoma's oldest Native American school is teetering on the edge of extinction.
Officials say poor financial decisions and inconsistent leadership threaten what was once a haven for indigenous academics. There are no students this semester at Bacone College in Muskogee. Spring courses suspended after a lawsuit crippled the school's finances. The property has been put up for sale twice to settle its debts, most recently in December, but both auctions were called off. Litigation is pending, and it's unclear what may happen next. Jason Walker reporting.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has confirmed he is weighing the possible dismissal of the country's top military officer. This comes as Ukraine grapples with ammunition and personnel shortages following a failed summer offensive. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. As they say, you can run but you can't hide from our signal. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And today, the 5th of February, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm, and today is what?
National Weather Person Day.
Weather Person Day. Is there another one?
Yes. Shower with your friend.
No.
I swear I even make a picture for my friend and I send it.
National Shower with a Friend Day to save water. Mm. I can understand that. Maybe you should have like a six-person shower and you get them in there. But see, if you have six people in the shower and one shower head, it seems like you would have to stay in there longer.
You're going to have to rope-a-dope.
Something like
somebody's
that.
Somebody's back.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah. Anyway, okay, enough of that. But Linda's here with the weather report.
Yes. And we do have a wind advisory and a flood watch advisory. Actually, before 4 p.m. today. So we are going to have breezy weather. I mean, we could go up with gales up to 43 miles per hour. That was the prediction tonight. 50% chance of showers once again with the overnight lows of 43. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 60. Wednesday, 30% chance of showers again. And as we progress through the week, it's just like rain until actually this Super Bowl weekend where we've got Saturday sunny, mostly sunny with a high of 59, and Sunday with mostly sunny with a high near 58. But we do have these rain predictions throughout the week, and that's what we're looking at with the weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. They bring us the weather each and every time we read it, 365-3793.
There you go. If you've been following the 737 from Boeing, the one that blew the door off, Boeing flags a potential delivery delay after learning of misdrilled holes in some 737 MAX fuselages. Spirit AeroSystems supplied the fuselages, but the supplier's employee located misdrilled holes. So, you know, during their safety check and all this, and their quality assurance check, they were just misdrilled, making the latest production concern for the airplane manufacturer. There's been another, you know, it's been several things going on with them. This could delay some deliveries in the near future while existing 737s can keep flying, according to Boeing.
You and I were discussing that this weekend about an article that I was reading about, so there's three thoughts that are coming out at once. One of them, it was a website you could go to, and I think it was either TravelZoo or Travelocity and something like that, where you could check out the plane that you're going to be traveling on. And you could actually find out how old it is, when it was last serviced, and all of those things. And then you and I discussed, I think that we kind of left that thought because of all the flying that you and I have done in our past. We never really thought about the plane that we were getting on. I mean, we were flying all over the world in our travels. We never thought about that except for you did not like being on small planes. And I'll never forget the time that we flew. We were flying into Tortola to meet some family members. And we were recently married, newly married, and I'd never seen you perspire, and I just thought you weren't feeling well, but really in all, like, it was just a crickety old plane, and I didn't think anything about it, but for you, you watch the air disasters. I wasn't watching them then. No, but
I do now.
Aware of the fact that if
you got a pilot that's in there crying because his girlfriend broke up with him, and he's trying to land you over water onto a little bitty postage stamp. Look, I've taken off from short takeoff fields. You know, I've landed in short, you know, landing fields where you come in and dump out. I've gone places where there's more holes in the aircraft when you come back than there were when you left. So flying on little airplanes and in helicopters that I don't know who's maintained them and all that is not my favorite idea. Now, those holes, it was only two holes we're talking about. We're not
right.
talking like 600 holes were drilled wrong. This is just two holes. But still, they want to go back and redo them and check all the holes again, make sure they match. Gosh. The other thing on that site was said, airlines that people that the local FAAs
how they're rated,
and some of them they don't let fly. You know,
there's
companies they don't let fly in the United States because of their safety record.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to find that out. You know, say, hey, I got a great deal on Catawba Airlines. And it could be is because every other Catawba airline, when it lands, the wheels fall off. So.
Well, you know what? You and I also said in that comment that, or while we were talking about that this weekend, that when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. I mean, we've been in, you know, extreme turbulence I've been in Chicago. I've been delayed for 2 days in Chicago. I've been delayed in Denver for 2 days. I've been in, you know, where it's ice, the plane is iced up. I mean, you and I both know what it is to fly overseas on 15-hour flights. In those days, people smoked in the plane, heavy smoke.
It's, you know, and then they made smoking section, non-smoking section.
Right, it didn't matter.
If that was ridiculous or what. Okay, you're in seat number 25, non-smoking.
But hey,
C26 is smoking.
Lighten up. Yeah,
and they've got it in their lips.
Yep.
If you remember, you know, a lot of you won't remember this because it's been non-smoking for a long time. But those of you who do, those people would have that cigarette in their mouth, watching for that no smoking sign to be taken off. I would be looking at it strictly because as it's taking off, when it gets up there, and if they say take off your seatbelt and you can smoke now, that probably everything was going good, that they had time to click that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, to me, was kind of like, you know, a safety measure. But then they light up right behind you, and here comes the clouds of smoke. So.
Well, in all the years of performing, I performed in Africa, and I did Hong Kong for a long time. Those were heavy smoking flights. Now, my early days when I was in Nashville from 95 to 2000, everybody smoked. I'll never forget being in the recording studio. All the musicians were smoking. And I flew in from California, and I was like, what? But that was their language. Now, I just think that wouldn't happen. Okay, wanted to talk about the senators unveiled a long-awaited border deal and foreign aid package with assistance for Ukraine and Israel on Sunday. However, the legislation is at risk of failing as House Republicans appear to set to reject it. This is according to CNN.
No, the House Republicans did reject it this morning.
Okay.
So they are coming back with something that has aid to Israel but not Ukraine on it. The big thing is to try and get control of our border as opposed to other people's borders. which is the, you know, Bill Maher, who is a commentator, who is not somebody I would trust for, you know, having, you know, the, you know, every expert opinion at his fingertips. But mm-hmm. Bill's been, you know, he's been really pushing this thing about the mistakes that the Democrats have been making over the last 3 years. But he says Biden can fix the border. Biden is finally saying it's a crisis. And the laws are in place to stop people from coming over, but they're still coming in convoys. There are still tens of thousands of people coming across the border with, you know, they go to court 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years from now. They're not going to be showing up. We're going to have no idea where they are. We don't have any idea where they are now. So, and my favorite story is those guys that attacked a policeman in New York. People here illegally attacked the policeman in New York, got him down, were kicking him. They were arrested. They were released without bail, and most of them have already come to California. Can you believe that? They hopped on buses to California. So here we go. They, you know, they assault policemen. They're arrested. They're released without bail, and they head for California. Here you go. Here's your sign. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Now, that's a good sign because they've been voted number one in the North State. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They are some great people down there, locally owned, locally operated. They've been in the business over 30 years between Leonard, who then sold it, who started it, and sold it to Rebecca and Henry.
Let's not forget that we're in the month of February. And there's a lot of proposals that happen in the month of February and a lot of promise rings and a lot of I love you trinkets. And if you're looking for something else, we'll have a great assortment of estate jewelry, which is always fun because you're getting something unique and that's new to you, but it's a way to recycle beauty. 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
You better not feel the mood, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. There may be.
Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back.
Barbie movie.
Ooh, Barbie. I have not seen that. I somehow managed to avoid that.
You said you would watch it with me.
I did. That shows you love.
All right.
Hey,
we got a bunch
you've got
up
a
here.
Chance to win this American flag. Just call in at 530-605-4567. Leave your phone number and your name, and we will be drawing to chance to win this beautiful American flag. High quality. We've just been talking about it by Anen, and it's going to be given away Friday at 8:15. So call in right now and get your name in the box. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page and look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then every Friday morning for the next few weeks, we're going to give away a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive. And your friends right here at KCNR. Okay. Super Bowl is coming up this weekend. The amount of people who are interested in the Super Bowl, it seems like there's just lots of interest in this. The Chiefs are an underdog in the betting as of right now. Now, I applaud Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle and the 49ers, their team. They've played Pacheco and all those guys. They played, great football this year. But if you've looked at Kansas City over the last 3 weeks, playing on the road against tough teams, they have pretty much handled it. They haven't had to come back and score at the last few minutes or last few seconds or whatever. So, and making Mahomes, who is a Super Bowl quarterback, who's been there five times, and saying he's an underdog I find that interesting that they would do that. So, not that we bet, but.
Well, as we've been talking about a lot of these, kind of like the crab feed, and that's wonderful for one safe place. And I want to talk about something that is a global situation. The great flow of trade carrying merchandise and energy from the Gulf and East to Europe and then U.S. Eastern Seaboard has been disrupted for months following repeated attacks by Iran-backed militias attacking cargo ships transiting the Red Sea, while hundreds of voyages have been impacted, with many ships being forced to divert around the Horn of Africa, adding weeks and millions of dollars in extra cost per voyage. Some shipping companies are looking at how soon they can return to using the Red Sea shortcut. A group of Dutch ship owners have approached the Ministry of Defense in Amsterdam to get permission to embark armed teams on board cargo ships flying the national flag. While the merchandise would be of little use in the case of a missile attack, of which there have been many since the started launching strikes on global trade in sympathy with their allies in Gaza. The ship owners want them in case of pirate attacks by the terror group.
Wow. Yeah, well, the Houthis are have been launching. You know, when they said they were attacking merchant ships, I was picturing how it used to be with, you know, smaller boats and coming out and attacking them. But they're using helicopters, they're using drones, they're using it all. That's why the American forces are there shooting them down. And they're now they're attacking the launch sites of them. The I'm still not sure what the Biden administration is hitting on the for the groups that that killed the three Americans. I mean, we've had over 170 attacks on Americans in the last since October 7th, and yet we haven't done anything. And then until we had three killed, and then the Biden administration has said, "Well, they're going to go after them," and told them, "Well, we'll answer to that soon." I mean, instead of launching then at targets, they waited a week. And so everybody that was in those areas are probably gone by now. And so what is the Biden administration doing? We had to wait till three Americans were killed. The 100 other attacks on our forces wasn't enough, I guess. Going back to the flooding and mudslides are sweeping California as we speak. And San Diego, the tail end of this powerful atmospheric river storm that knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of Californians, 400,000 just from PG&E, was deluging the state Monday with more heavy rain in the south, where the winds have gone away. For the most part, the flash flooding, it's much greater than any weak tornado that the storm may spawn, Weather Service has said, and it's more dangerous. The atmospheric river, or the Pineapple Express, as it's called, coming in, is just it's brought in 5 to 8 inches of rain were forecast in some areas, which would bring 48-hour totals as high as 14 inches of rain. Think about that for some locations. Because it's warmer rain, it's hitting the snowpack, and it's melting the snowpack, too, which is forcing much more runoff than they would be getting. And so there's some communities there. I think it was Glynn County had something like 4 or 5 roads that were blocked, or maybe more at this point, that were blocked because of rain. Flooding the roads out. Some areas outside the city of San Diego saw up to 7 inches of rain in the last 2 days. So, Los Angeles, more than 4 inches of rain Sunday, breaking the record for that day by more than an inch. The AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am Golf Tournament, Monterey County, was canceled. And it was postponed Sunday to Monday and canceled play Monday. They declared the winner after 54 holes. Yuba City, a man was killed when a redwood tree toppled on him in the high winds. So, El Nino has here. Here in town, I haven't seen a lot of places around here that had power outages, even though there's like, you know, most of them are along the coast. So, all right, let's take
a quick
break.
Well, we have, like I said, a flood watch and wind advisory today, again, before 4 p.m. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have some more news to share with you from KCNR. 1460.
And remember, it's open line Monday.
And 96.5 FM.
Something stuck in your crawl, give us a call. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993 and has built a company, two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion on insurance or just trying to find insurance, give her a call. 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
I lose control. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Get ready for a game day experience like no other. Join Wind River Resort and Casino for the ultimate tailgate party. January 11th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Indulge in a mouth-watering buffet featuring a winning lineup of tailgating favorites. Score on cash and prize drawings throughout the game. Must be 21 to attend this exciting event. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River. For tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
Hey, listeners, when it comes to romance, what's more romantic than two forks sharing one creamy, delicious piece of cheesecake? Drizzle that cheesecake with Nutella, the irresistible and beloved cocoa hazelnut spread, and you've got a shareable sweetheart of a dessert to finish off your Black Bear Diner meal. So grab your Valentine and make your way to Black Bear Diner for a cozy and shareable celebration. Order online at blackbeardiner.com or stop by daily at our Reading location.
Black Bear Diner.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
How are you? Okay, you know what we're going to do? Welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. I'm going to, on Thursday night on my show, North State Now, by the way, if you're just tuning in, this is Linda Bott, along with Carl Bott this morning. And on Thursday night, I have a show, first Thursday of the month. So I had on a gal by the name of Allison Boyer, who is just came in to take over, or, you know, be included in the wonderful, Turtle Bay group. And she was very interesting, doing their marketing. And they've got a, they're going to be launching the end of March. That's going to be going through May. They're going to be using the same thing when we see the Garden of Lights, but they'll be able to use, the same kind of groundwork that they laid for the for this new upcoming show that's called Glowing Wild. And they've been doing this light show at different zoos and different museums across the country. And so now Turtle Bay is bringing that. One other wonderful addition here to the North State, where the museum and the grounds and all of that will be open in the daytime, because as Garden of Lights happens, we have people that are traveling and they can only be here in the daytime, and the gardens are closed. So now the gardens are going to be open in the daytime, and there's going to be this wonderful ticketed light show at night. Well, they'll have dragons and lanterns and peacocks and all this wonderful eye candy. And we have been given to give away two tickets, and we're going to be taking your name, and whoever calls in for these tickets will give your name to, of course, Allison, who then will have your tickets, and we'll be in touch with you. As they're printing these tickets, they just gone on sale. And what's great about the tickets we're giving away is they're good for any night. So I call them the golden tickets. And again, this is for Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay beginning the end of March. So we're going to take our first caller here at 530-605-4567 for tickets to Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild new, brand new lighting,
light
extravaganza
show.
That's happening at the, in the gardens.
There. And it's going to be, I think, in April and May, something
So Christina's
like that.
Standing by for your phone number, and then I'll get that to Seth and to Allison. They'll be in touch with you.
Okay. Does the name Mike McGuire
ring
a bell to you? Well, that's because he's the new state leader of our state Senate. It happened on Monday. And he was elected on Monday, and it'd be the first time in decades that the state's top two legislative leaders aren't from major urban centers. But McGuire says the issues that most afflict rural districts like his, including childhood poverty, opioid addiction, and housing shortages, resonate with 39 million people living across the state. He's from, he says that everything he mentioned, he says, is from concerns of Californians in Eureka and concerns of Californians in Los Angeles. He is comes from a family of farmers, if you can imagine this, that prune farmers, and first elected to public office in 1998 when he won a school board seat. He was been elected in the Senate in 2014 and has authored legislation to protect marine life, support cannabis farmers, make cell phone service more reliable during power outages, and fight the impacts of wildfire, an issue that hits really close to home. His district spans just north of the Golden Gate Bridge to the Oregon border. So, we've got a farmer out there. And so it makes me wonder, you know, is he going to be more responsive to the rural areas than his predecessors have been? He's going to, you know, they've got a $38 billion deficit with ambitious proposals from his Democratic caucus, including a bill that would create an agency that would help black families research their family lineage. And his counterpart in the assembly, Robert Rivas, is a Democrat from a rural part of California's Central Coast. While McGuire grew up in a farming family, Rivas was the grandson of farm workers. So, now, what does that mean?
What does it mean?
Well, hopefully that it means is that they'll have, you know, that the head of the Senate, especially since he's from up here in the area that gets hit by fires, it may be a little more receptive to taking out and thinning forest, taking care of the brush that's out there, and help cut back on the amount of fires we have, or at least the devastating fires we have. It was, you know, it's so many times when you get leadership from the urban areas, they've got no concept. They don't know what a farm is. They don't care. They don't understand the distances from, up in places like Shasta County and Modoc County and Tehama County and all these. So when they start thinking about, well, maybe we'll, since we're not getting the taxes from the fuel because, and they keep raising that, and so then they have a deficit in fixing roads and infrastructure that the, then they're going to say, oh, okay, well, let's just put a mileage tax on everybody. Well, if you're an LA or an urbanite, that doesn't really make a difference. It takes me 5 minutes to get to work, for us to get to work at that. If I put 1,000 miles on my truck, it's because I'm done something special a month. Yet you go up to Bieber, or you go up into Siskiyou County or parts of Shasta County and up into Modoc and Glenn and Tehama and some of these others, you're driving long distances. You're driving 50 miles in each direction just to get to a pharmacy. So much less, coming down for doctor's appointments and all those things. So, I mean, the amount of mileage, that's driven up here is tremendously more than what they drive down in urban areas. So when you see something like that, and they want to start charging you by the mile you drive, and then it's going to have an excruciating impact on people in rural areas. Things like cell service. Here's AT&T trying to get out of being the last line of defense for landline, as we talked about last week with, going to the Public Utility Commission saying they want to be pulled out of that. But what's that do to areas that don't have cell service? Are they still going to have to be, somebody's got to have to be forced there for landlines so people can at least get information or if there's emergencies. But there's a total disconnect in Sacramento and the urban areas and the rural areas. Now, the Dallies have invited, probably every legislator that they know to come up here to Northern California to see. Now, some of them have come and they were impressed by the fact that of the distances everybody had to drive, they were impressed by the fact of seeing the wildfire devastation that they don't see. But still, there's nothing that's been, effectively put forward to try and fix these things. So maybe Mike McGuire, with his background, will be able to lean into this and get something going that's a viable clearing of forest lands to use the biomass in these in energy generation. Using the biomass as a renewable asset, so that we can actually start clearing out these forests, use it to make electricity, and move forward. So let's just hope that happens. We'll see. The minority leader said that he has got a good working relationship with McGuire. Brian Jones, who is a Republican there, and I'm making sure that millions of California voices are being heard, and Mike McGuire is respectful of that.
And where is he based out again?
He's out of his district is north of the Golden Gate Bridge all the way to the Oregon border. So okay, along the coast there, Humboldt and all those. Okay. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, is where I get my haircut, and it is a great place to get a haircut. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment, as I do, at 530-244-9478, or just, stop by. If there's an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It's not a salon. It's a barbershop. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership.
I am leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 5th of February, 8:47 in the morning, and for our last segment here, it's about...
We're dancing with that song. I love that. I mean, is that song just like, woo?
Hey, you know, if you haven't had enough clam yet...
Crab. If you haven't had enough clam.
Yeah, and clam chowder. There's another one this weekend at the Sons and Daughters of Italy, Shasta Lodge. It's cost $75 per person, and it's antipasto, bread, salad, chowder, and crab, all you can eat. The doors open at 5:30. And the antipasta starts at 6:30, and the dinner at 7 p.m. And if tickets, you know, as you can imagine, go fast, so please call John or Cheryl at 530 215-1333. It's going to be at the Sons and Daughters of Italy Hall, and they're tight in there, so I don't know how many people they can get in there, but it's 4850 Cedars Road. No ice chests, large bags, backpacks, containers, or outside alcoholic beverages will be permitted into the event. Yes, that means you can't just take the crab and throw it into your till after it's over and they say, oh, you know what,
right,
we got too much crab,
mm-hmm.
You know, would you like to buy some?
Can I do a shout out? I think this is something that is important to me, because I think this person, and I hope that you're listening, because Kathy Darling Ellen, according to, you know, what we're reading, is that she's going to retire. And I have always respected Kathy Darling Ellen. I think that in my feeling, just from being a commentator and doing this morning show, that she's always been diligent. She's been honest. She's been a hard worker. She's been transparent. And she's been available. That's my take on her. So we wish her, thank you for your service to our community, to Shasta County. And thank you for, you know, really, I just can't even imagine the beating, how hard it's been. Because, you know, the civility of we see this, we've experienced it ourselves. The civility in people seems to be like threadbearing, if at all, with people acting kind or at least just acknowledging the fact you have a job, you've done it the best of your ability, and we thank you for that.
She's retiring. She's been diagnosed with heart failure. An essential part of recovering from this diagnosis is stress reduction. As many election officials could probably tell you right now, that's a tough act. That's a tough act to balance with election administration in the current environment. I feel strongly that my family must be my priority.
Absolutely, and her health.
They have already sacrificed so much, and I must repay that investment by retiring and focusing on my health. Well, you're right. Yeah. People camp out in front of your house. I'm sure things that were said about you.
I mean, can you
imagine? Doesn't help.
We're living in times where people will actually come up to you in the store, come up to you with your family. You know, it's very, it's unnerving that, you know, people just fling their feelings and don't have the respect or the self-respect, really. Whatever their anger issues are, they're throwing it at you. And, you know, sometimes you're just in the rawness of the moment, like, what? I mean, I've had that happen. We've had that happen. Now, Carl's different because, you know, he's a Marine and he hasn't dealt with that. But I am from the arts and I, you know, it's a different kind of thing. And then when you feel that there's the society has become mean.
In many ways it has. And you can thank social media for that. The other thing too is,
I have people say to me,
you care about people you don't even know saying things about you. I don't give a damn.
I just don't understand how people can become so vicious. I'm not finished. I don't know how people become so vicious and why they come from this vicious place. And I'll have people that I, you know, when I travel, say, oh, I think this all came down to Trump. And I'm thinking to myself, I know that people are thinking that right now. And they say it. And I'm like, this happened way before Trump. And I would think that something happened when we all went into lockdown. People went crazy. And they've come out and they forgot about what it is to be kind or have manners.
Kathy Darling Allen will retire on May 5th. She'll be here for the March 6th election. I'm sorry, March 5th election. And she said her office remains focused on getting ready for the election, which has 3 supervisor seats up for grabs, a potential recall of District 1 supervisor, and 2 local measures, one on term limits for supervisors and the other on whether Shasta should become a charter county. I want to thank you for your confidence. This is from Kathy Darling Allen. Says she anticipates her last day to be May 5th. I want to thank you for your confidence and support of me in the Shasta County Clerk's Office. It's been a privilege to facilitate your votes, marriages, travel, and business, and to have done so honestly, transparently, and in compliance with state and federal laws, she said in her news release. So she was voted in, or she was reelected in June 2022 with almost 70% of the vote. And she's given a lot of the accolades to her people that she works with. She says, I have every confidence in them.
She's always spoken highly about her staff.
Yeah. You know, the other things, too, that Kathy did, when there has been a couple of, like an error on the ballot or something, she was in here, like, the next day
right.
talking about it and saying this is what we're doing to fix it. And, you know, sometimes things happen. I don't think people are upset about that. You know, the whole thing goes back down to the Dominion voting machines and should we have them? And then the Board of Supervisors wanted to do the count ballots individually. Mm-hmm. And then the state passed a law that says, oh no, you can't do that. You need to use a machine. And then, you know, a lot of people in the United States don't trust those machines, unfortunately. So now you wonder, are we being duped into voting on these machines and somebody can fix them from afar? When you hear these things, it makes people wonder, are our elections fair?
AI.
But when you are in the middle of it trying to count votes and all these things, you may not agree with everything Kathy Darlin Allen has said or done, but the thing is she's in there trying to make sure it works. Death threats, terrible things being said, people picketing her at her house. That's not called for. That's just not called for, as we all know. Okay, anyway, I hope Kathy Darlin Allen gets out of this and recovers, takes the stress off her. And everything good happens.
And we thank you. And I think that she should be applauded. You know, guess what she did? She was elected. She did her job to the best of her ability.
And people
and
would disagree
what?
With that.
I just applaud her. I applaud her for going out there and doing it. It's better than the armchair expert. Did I sound better on that one?
I don't know if you remember, but there was a professor from New York University that when somebody came up to ask her questions, she pulls a machete out on them, holds it up against their neck. And then she was cursing at this at pro-life students and vandalized their anti-abortion display at Manhattan's Hunter College. So she was reprimanded by the City University of New York. She wasn't fired until she threatened a reporter with a machete who questioned her about it. So then she was fired, and then she went to work at another university, I think it was Hunter University, and she did plead guilty to harassment and menacing. She must complete a therapy program and can withdraw the misdemeanor plea and will be sentenced on the violation to a conditional discharge. Anyway, she got a job at Cooper Union, a private art and science college in Lower Manhattan, and then she shared a January 23 email, or somebody did, from Rodriguez soon after the spring semester, and has fired me because of social media posts I made about Zionists, she's anti-Israel, too. So she's gotten fired again. So it's like three universities she's gotten fired from. I don't know. Her comments were really despicable, a Jewish student said, and we're relieved that they fired her because she advocated against the systemic exclusion and discrimination against Zionist, observant, and outward Jews. So, didn't have to be Zionist, they just had to be Jewish. So, something's going on with her. I would say that she is, I bet you, she may have to wait a year. She'll get hired again at some university. Maybe she'll be their diversity, an inclusion officer. That would be, if they have any by then. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Chris Hedrick on. He's going to be talking about a lot of the things that are happening in the commercial real estate world.
Great.
Things that are being built around here, but also Kevin Kelly will join us from Holiday Harbor to talk about the lake and all the things that are happening, because this guy can tell you, you know, by the hour how much that lake's going up, all the things that are happening out there at Shasta Lake. I think it's going to be a great show tomorrow. And as we can hear about the positive things that are happening around here in Shasta County and kind of get away from some of these others that just seems like to keep piling on and piling on. So tomorrow, Chris Hedrick of Hedrick Properties and Kevin Kelly of
Holiday Harbor. Yeah.
Who, by the way, he donated a weekend for One Safe Place, and he's also, I think he's donated
for Chicks and Chaps. That's coming up the Friday of
Breast Cancer Awareness.
For our luncheon that we do the Friday of Reading Rodeo. It'll be 3 days and three nights and 4 days on a beautiful houseboat. So looking forward to that. I'll be promoting that in a little bit as well. But you'll be happy. I'm going to talk to you about the Sriracha article when we get off the air. Maybe you can talk about it tomorrow.
Okay. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.